Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 15th of October 2024. Today's topic is, are you an isolatee too? Our text today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 19 verses 11 through 18. And he said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And, behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice." And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out, and stood in the entering in of the cave. And, behold, there came a voice unto him, and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" Verse 14. And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life, to take it away." And the Lord said unto him, "Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass, that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay." Verse 18. "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." Our memory verse today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 18. "Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him." Elijah served God faithfully, but his ministry was short-lived. After the dramatic encounter with the prophets of Baal and consequent threat by Jezebel, he was ready to give up. He requested that God end his life. And in response to his request, God instructed him to hand over the baton to Hazael as king of Syria, Jehu as king of Israel, and Elisha as the prophet to succeed him. God further informed him that there were as many as 7,000 individuals in Israel who had not yet yielded to the worship of Baal. In other words, Elijah could have enjoyed the fellowship of a faithful congregation of believers had he not been shut up to himself. He was an isolatee. Friendship is fun, and it makes us feel special. Some people are naturally outgoing and have no trouble making friends. Others are shy and find it harder to get to know people. Teenagers and Christian youths should endeavor to form healthy friendships. A good friend will bring out the best in you, help you learn and grow, and be your support base. Quote for the day: friendship is fun. The challenge for today is: form healthy friendships. Prayer. Lord, direct me to the company of faithful friends. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.